Blog Talk Radio.
New Year's to you. I hope that you had a wonderful and great holiday in spite of. This is Mary Hollis, your host, and thank you for tuning into the next chapter, Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and also others who have lost a special loved one as well. Tonight we are beginning a new six-week series of grief session. And with the next series, it's from book 3 and book 4. Last year, I can't believe it, say last year, it doesn't seem like we're into a new year, but we are. Time is flying, and I just can't believe that we are in a new year. But the new year brings us great and wonderful things that God is about to do for all of us. So just knowing that, expect the best situation to happen in your life going forward. And last, I'm going to sort of go back and just recap some of the things that we talked about in the first six-week session before we begin our new six-week session. And last year, we talked about many topics. And I'm going to go over some of the topics. And the first one that we talked about back in 2018, in November, was the three N's: normal, natural, and necessary. Yes, it's normal to grieve, and it is natural to grieve as well. because we are human beings. So it's natural. And it's very necessary for us to grieve. The most important thing is to give yourself permission to grieve. So those are the three ends: normal, natural, and necessary. It's very necessary to grieve because you become very, you can become very ill not to let yourself grieve. So many things can happen. But like I said, we talked about that back last year. Some of the other topics that we talked about was the shock of the loss. Most of the time, when our loved ones first in transition and passed away, what normally happens, we go into a shock because we don't want to accept what has happened. So we go into a shock, we go into a shell, we don't want to think about it, we don't want to believe it, but that's a normal part of grief as well. Sometimes another topic we talked about was, am I going crazy? I'm sure the different things that you have done or doing, you felt like you're going crazy. Is this real? Is this what I should be feeling or what I'm doing? Am I really going crazy? No, you're not. It's normal. We talked about your own grief. What affects your grief? Let me talk. Just one second. Let me switch to the pages. We talked about the shock. And also we talked about affect your grief and taking care of yourself. Now, that was an important session topic, too, taking care of yourself. And in Psalms 143:3 says that God, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. So it's important that you take care of yourself, because God is there. God is going to help you through this, and I'm sure he has gotten you through the holiday, the Christmas, and the New Year's. You're still here. It's important that you take care of yourself. Grief is hard, but it is very important, too, that you take care of you. So go the extra mile for yourself and treat yourself as the important person that you are. One other topic that we talked about, that the feelings that we experience, the fog of grief. We go into a fog. This fog often set in right after a loved one has died. But even after the shock wears off, the fog can linger and come and go for a long time. You know, this past I think it was this past week where the temperature was very warm, and when it's warm, sometimes it causes fog early in the morning. But as you know, that fog was there early that morning, but it lifted, and your feelings will lift. It will linger for a while, but it will lift and go away. So that's some of the things that we talked about as far as the fog. Someone said that even if you hold on to God seems to slip away at times, don't worry. God has a firm hold on you during this fog. So just know that this fog is temporary. It may linger at times, but it comes and goes for a while, but sooner or later the fog lifts. The next topic we talked about, you did the best you could. Many of you have blamed yourself for maybe not taking care of your loved one, or not being there for your loved one like you should, not saying goodbye to that loved one. You have so many feelings that you didn't do all the right things. But just know that you did the best you could. The next topic we talked about was myths about grief. Some of the things that we talked about was people with a strong faith don't grieve. Now, you know that's a myth. You know that's not true. A strong person should be able to get through a loss without showing emotion. You should be pretty much back to normal after 2 or 3 months. No. You know that's a myth. We can grieve for years. We can grieve for, it doesn't have to be 1 year. It can be 3 years. It can be 4 years. It can be longer. And it's normal as you get through, get stronger and stronger due to time. But that's a myth. 2 or 3 months is not enough time to get through a loss of a loved one. Coping, finding coping ways that was right, that you felt that helped you get through the holiday. I had a couple of people during the session. I asked some of you to text me and give me some coping ways that you found to be helpful in getting you through certain situations. I had a couple of people to text and gave me some feedback how they what helped them to get through this time, and I'm just going to mention a couple. One lady talked about her son getting through. She spends a lot of time with her granddaughter, and because her granddaughter has a lot of her son's mannerisms, so it helped her. And also during this Christmas time, helping her, buying her gifts and stuff for the holiday, I'm sure that fills that void there and showing, giving her the happiness that she's sad that her father's not there. She was able to, and her family was able to nurture her and give her the gifts to make her happy and make her feel better about, the Christmas holidays. The other thing, that there was someone else who shared that they got together for a family dinner at her home. And also, I guess, they gathered around the fireplace. I guess the spouse enjoyed the warmth of the fireplace in the home. So they gathered for dinner, which helped her with those feelings that she had. So there are so many different ways that I'm sure that some of you did do during the holiday. And like I said, I've always made sure certain things happen with me and my children. And even though it's been 26 years, I still do some of those things because it's my children, their feelings. They still love their father. They still miss their father in spite of it's been a long time. So I hope that you did something that made you smile. You talked about him or her, about things that y'all did that was funny or whatever, or some of the things that he did while he was here. So I hope that was a time that was very comforting for all of you. The next thing we talked about was, If God's staying far away. Yes, many of us became very angry with God because when our loved one passed away, because we couldn't understand, why God, why now, and why you let this happen? Yes, it's a normal reaction when someone that you love has passed away. But eventually you'll understand and feel better about that God is right there with you. Sorry to say, but everyone has an expiration date on this earth. Most of the time we're never ready and want to face the situation, but we must. God did not promise us
forever on this earth. And just knowing that one day we will be able to see our loved one again. So, yes, we do think that God is far away, but he's not. He's closer than he's ever been before. He's there with you. He will walk with you. And he will give you signs that he's there. And I'm sure he has done this while you're going through this journey of grief. The next book that we was book two. Book two was Experiencing Grief. Some of the topics that we talked about was when the loss sinks in. Sometimes it takes a while for us to let it sink in. We avoid, we try to hide ourselves from people that talk about our spouse, our loved one, brother, mother, whoever, you know, that you lost. We sometimes avoid the situation. We don't want to talk about it. And it's because you don't want it to sink in. You don't want to face it. I don't want. And one of our widows, she did not want to be a widow. She did not like that name, widow. So we deal with it differently. So finally, it sinks in. It sinks in that you are now a widow. You do not have your husband anymore. You've lost your son. You are now with that your son, a daughter, a mother, a father is no longer there. One of the other topics, you cannot not grieve. That not in there, N-O-T. You cannot not grieve. It's so important that you find a way to grieve. Because when you're bottling all up inside of you, it becomes very unhealthy. We must grieve in order to heal from our hurt. Accepting your grief. That's another thing, accepting your grief. You must accept that your loved one will not return. Don't fight the feelings because it's real. It is important for you to accept your grief because other people, and don't let other people tell you that you should be over your process of grief now. That it's only been 2 or 3 months, and there you are, still crying, still going through the emotion. Don't accept that. Don't let people make you feel bad. It is a normal process. No one grieves the same way, and everyone grieves a period of time differently. So just knowing that it's normal. But when it's not normal, when it affects you emotionally, it affects your work, it affects your family, it affects just when it gets to that point, you might need professional help. Just knowing that it's okay to get professional help, psychiatrist, see a pastor or a counselor, just make sure that you just don't deal with this alone. If you have a safe person, that's a prayer partner, it is important to have that person to talk to sometimes because you need to let it out. The many feelings of grief, we talked about that as well, the many feelings. Sometimes you felt angry, you had fear, guilt, you had panic attacks. Had one of my widows, she had panic attacks every morning at 7 o'clock. Every 7 o'clock, every morning, she had a panic attack. She had to get professional help because she could not deal with it alone. She felt very sad and lonely. She and a lot of us also feel guilty about so many things. That guilt will really haunt you for a while. But there are ways to get through that. I am not going to go in detail because we discussed this already, but I just wanted to recap on some of the things that we talked about. The next thing that we talked about was, just like I mentioned before, talking and trusting and finding that safe person that you can talk to. When grief is, just one second. Oh, a good cry. It is so important sometimes to have a good cry. I had my good cry up and down 285. If you, back when my husband first passed, I cried and cried. I didn't realize that I had so much water inside of me. I cried going to work, 285, coming back in the evening, 285. I cried and cried and cried and cried. But guess what? One day those tears dried up. But every now and then, have yourself a good cry. Get that feeling out. It's okay. Weeping is perhaps the most human and most universal of all relief measures. Just knowing that. Don't be embarrassed that you cry. It is okay to cry. It is a good, if a good cry is helpful, then two good cries, then two good cries are three or four or 20 or 30 or even more, it's better. Just get it all out. A good cry can release the tension and sadness inside of you. So it is okay. Just let it all out. And the last thing that we talked about during, just before the holiday, was the first year and the first Christmas. We talked about different ways that we could get through the Christmas and the New Year's holiday. So those are the topics that we talked about in the first and second book. Now we're going into the third book. You're not going to begin the third book until next Tuesday, but I'm going to talk about the topics that we will be talking about in this third book. And I also want to read something that I always read that Jesus says, and some announcement. How long does grief last? We will talk about that next week. Share, don't compare. Talking is healing. We will talk about those three topics next week. How long does grief last? Share, don't compare. Talking is healing. And I want to read what Jesus says. And then I'm also going to make a couple of announcements. Sometimes, and listen to this, because this is what we need to hear. This is what Jesus is saying and want us to really know and feel. Sometimes my sovereign hand, my control over your life, place you in humbling circumstances. You feel felt down, felt back, powerless, to change things. You long to break free and feel in control of yourself once again. Although this is an uncomfortable situation, a position, it is actually a good place to be. Your discomfort awakens you from the slumber of routine and reminds you that I am in charge. God wants us to know that He is in charge, especially going into this new year. He is in charge. I am in charge of your life. It is also present. It also presents you in an important choice. You can lash out at your circumstances, resenting my way with you. Yes, we resented when our loved one passed. Yes, we couldn't understand it. We didn't want to accept it. Why? Nothing but wise. Well, when you are suffering, your need for me is greater than ever. the more you choose to come near to me, affirming your trust in me, the more you can find hope in me, my unfailing love. You can even learn to be joyful in hope while waiting in my presence, where joy is. Persevere is trusting me, and I will eventually lift you up. Yes, he will. Meanwhile, cast all your anxiety, all those fears, all those emotions, all those loneliness feelings, all those tears. Just know that I care for you affectionately, and I am watching over you continuously. And he's doing just that. He's there with us. He got you through Christmas. He got you through New Year's. He's going to get you through some other holidays. And I know many of you that I spoke to, your spouse's birthday was during the holiday. Your birthday was during the holiday. And this was very painful and emotional for you because she was not there. But look how God got you through it. And he's going to continue to do just that. Just know that he wants to be there in your life to get you through this time in your life. This is a journey that you don't have to walk alone. He's there with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Well, I have two announcements that I want to, before we go off the air. Our trip to the Biltmore Estate is in June. June 18th through the 20th, 3 days. The payment is due now. So I need you to get your payment if you're interested in going on the trip, and please invite others too. Anyone can come. No one is, no children is allowed. But you can bring male, female, it doesn't matter. We just need to fill that bus up. And the payment is due now. But it's not too late to send in your payment. Give me a call if there's any question or concern. I have a flyer I can email you. I've been emailing you throughout the holiday, the information, and I hope that, but if you haven't, you change your email address, please let me know. I would like for you to be a part of this trip, the next Chapter Widows Ministry trip. And we normally have a great time. And it's in June 18th through the 20th. The next event is February. I'm going to have a calendar of events. I haven't completed it yet. I'm still working on it. But our first Next Chapter Widows Ministry event is February 16th. That's a couple of days after Valentine. We always have a Valentine get-together. We have something different every year. So we are having our Valentine Day, the Valentine weekend, February 16th, from 1 to 3 p.m. I will announce next week exactly what we're going to be doing. I'm trying to confirm the location, and then I'll let you know. So reserve that date, February 16th, from 1 to 3 p.m. And let me see if there's anything else. That's all as far as our announcement, because it's getting ready. I only have less than 1 minute on the air. So those are the two events. And just wanted to say one more time, may God continue to comfort you and that you feel his presence. Be prayerful and just talk to God just like you're talking to your friend or anyone else. He's there with you. He will let you know that he's there. He will continue to help you walk this journey and not alone. And just knowing that the next chapter is here for you. And we are here to help you get through this journey together. Bless and have a great week. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30. Invite others. We'll begin our new
6-week session on finding hope and healing. So tune in again next week, and be blessed, and have a great week, and enjoy Travis Green. God made a way, and he still will continue to do so. Good night.
Our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over.